Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on spending time in the company of the pious, taking their du'as, visiting those places that are blessed. So when muhaddiseen, they bring a chapter, and under the chapter they bring a hadith that ties up with that chapter that they have brought. So today we see one hadith that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that fits in with the aspect and the path of taking the du'as of the pious, as well as visiting the blessed Mubarak places. So today's hadith, an Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu qal, ista'adhantu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi al-Umrah, fa'adhina li wa qala la tansana ya ukhayya min du'aik, faqala kalimatun ma yasurruni anna li biha al-dunya. Wa fi riwayatin qala, ashrikna ya ukhayya fi du'aik. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu narrates that I sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform Umrah. From this one short hadith, we learn so many etiquettes and so many adab. The first thing we learn is that Umar radiallahu anhu, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he wanted to go for Umrah, he could have just gone for Umrah. From Madina Sharif, he could have just gone himself. Umrah is an ibadat. But he's saying, ista'adhantu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I went and I asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go for Umrah. So first lesson we learn is even in good actions we must make mashura, take the permission of our seniors to do a good action also. Sometimes we may not be doing it in the right way, especially if it's a big action, like a person is going now for a nafil hajj, he's planning, or he's going for Umrah, and he's got some senior there, it's nice to take mashura that I'd like to go, that you feel it's munasib for me to go, this is my circumstances, etc. So in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first thing Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says that I took permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not took, I asked for permission, I sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted me permission, and he said, oh my brother, the word Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used was ya ukhayya, that oh my young brother. How nice he made him feel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ya ukhayya, oh my young brother, and don't forget us in your du'as. How nice. This is one way ulama explained, is that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this hadith. One is the hadith is telling us they take the du'as of the pious. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's telling Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that you don't forget us in your du'as. Taking the du'as, showing us it's good. Somebody is going for Umrah, somebody is going for Hajj, they take their du'as. Another point that ulama bring from here is that when a person is a musafir also, his du'as are answered. So therefore somebody that is going out on safar, request them, ask them to make du'a for you. You're going on a journey, your du'as are answered on a journey. So I'm requesting you to make du'a. Here Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is requesting Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, don't forget us in your du'as. Umar radiallahu anhu said that this phrase of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which phrase? They don't forget us in your du'as. He said, this phrase, Umar is saying, has pleased me so much to such an extent that I would not exchange the whole world for this one phrase that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, if somebody said that, allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell me that, and I'll give you the whole world, I won't give the whole world. It's so beloved to me. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, oh my young brother, don't forget me in your du'as. Another thing ulama explained from this is that when you talk to a person, and speak to him with such words that you win his heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have just told him, make dua for us. Like how we would normally say, make dua for us. He said, oh my young brother, please remember us in it. As though it's coming in that expression, that don't forget us in your du'as. In another narration it has it that, oh my brother, include us in your du'as. Ashrikna fi du'aik, that include us. Ashrikna ya ukhayya fi du'aik, oh my young brother, include us in your du'as. Some points that ulama bring from this is that this hadith shows the illustrious virtue of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Many people, especially the Shias, etc., they run down Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him to make dua for him. It shows us the maqam of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. It also shows us the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being the greatest, he is asking Umar radiallahu anhu to make dua for him. A dua made in the absence of a person in his favor is readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. It comes in a hadith, the dua fi dhahri al-ghayb, made in the absence of a person, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepts it. And in one hadith it comes, that the malaika also say that for you be the same. You making dua in your brother's absence, whatever dua you making for your brother, may Allah Ta'ala make it such that you get the same also. So it has a great effect that in a person's absence you make dua for them. And here the next point comes that at places of virtue in the blessed lands, a haji should make dua for his family, friends and associates. One should address people in such a beautiful manner that wins their hearts, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Umar radiallahu anhu, oh my brother. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested Umar radiallahu anhu to make dua for him proves that it's recommended for a resident to make dua for a traveler, even if the former happens to be more virtuous, more greater, his maqam is higher. Even then, he should ask the person that he's traveling, that make dua for me. One person that passed away now, but he always had this habit that he knew anybody's going on a journey, he'll make it a point to phone them and tell them, please make dua for me. You are out in a journey, your duas are accepted, please make dua for me. So we should also try and get that habit that a person is going out for some suffer, he's going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going for Umrah. What will it cost us to ask him that please remember us in your duas? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.